The Yukon Territory wants the U.S. federal government to pay to improve the Alcan between Haines and Beaver Creek, and Haines and Klukwan residents weigh in on a water protection bill. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The stretch of the Alaska Highway that connects the interior to the Panhandle is called Shakwak, or the Shakwak Highway. That's Tlingit for Between the Mountains. It starts in Haines and goes north through the Yukon Territory. Parts of this vital link are degrading, and the Yukon government says the United States should foot the bill. There's a long-standing international agreement between the United States and Canada to maintain the section of the Alaska-Canada Highway called the Shakwak. The U.S. built it after the bombing of Pearl Harbor as a strategic link between Alaska and the contiguous United States. Canada took over maintenance of the sections that run through their territory after World War II. Experts estimate that U.S. citizens make up 85% of the traffic on this highway. In the late 1970s, when the road needed work, the United States agreed to pay to upgrade in the Shakwak Agreement. Alaska Department of Transportation's Ora Landau explains.
So the 1977 Shakwak Agreement obligated the United States to reconstruct the highway and for Canada to maintain it. So most of the United States' obligations are completed.
But the United States didn't finish the upgrade. There are about 100 miles between Beaver Creek in the Yukon and the Alaska border that are problematic. Landau again.
The area has permafrost, and back in the 70s through the 80s, we thought that the area would be stabilizing. But due to thawing conditions, the ground has become even more unstable. And so that's an area where has not been able to be paved yet. And if it were to be paved, the paving wouldn't last very long.
Unstable conditions due to permafrost delayed the work. And now the climate is even warmer and more dynamic than ever. Federal funding for the project ended in 2009. So the money's gone, the time is up, and the project to upgrade the link between Alaska and the lower 48 isn't finished.
So we've done as much as we can to this state.
That's Yukon Territory Transportation Minister Richard Mostyn. The Shakwak stretch of highway is mostly in Canada, specifically the Yukon Territory.
In 2016-17, we spent $10.8 million on the Shakwak stretch of road. In 2017-18, it was down to 6.3. In 2018-19, it's down to 2.3. And now it's done.
He says the United States hasn't fulfilled its obligation under the Shakwak Agreement.
The pledge was to upgrade the highway to a certain grade from stem to stern. The U.S. federal government was going to upgrade the road surface to a certain standard, and it remains unfinished. And the language to complete that work is no longer in a transportation bill.
Mostyn says the Yukon Territory has a tax base of about 40,000 people. He estimates the cost to complete the work is $340 million Canadian. Maintaining that section of road is a big responsibility, falling on the shoulders of a small population.
We're rather geographically a large jurisdiction with very few people living here, and we have, just by luck of our location, inherited a very important strategic asset for the continent.
The Federal Highway Administration, or FHWA, was in charge of paying Canada for Shakwak with money allocated by Congress. Representatives from FHWA don't know why Congress stopped funding before the project was complete, and the State Department did not respond to KHNS's requests for comment. This is a federal issue, but Alaskans rely on this road. So Alaska DOT helped the Yukon apply for a federal grant in 2018, but they didn't get the grant money. In the Yukon, the road is still degrading. Minister Mostyn says the road bounces like a roller coaster, and they've even entertained the idea of reverting parts to gravel. He says he'll do what he can.
We have an obligation to keep the road open. We'll do that. We have an obligation to keep the road safe. We'll do that as well. But it will come to a lower standard. Unless we get more funding from the government that uses the road most, and that government is the American government.
There will be a new federal transportation bill for the fiscal year 2020. It is uncertain if Shakwak funding will be on it. The Senate Resources Committee heard public comment on a water quality protection bill on Wednesday. Residents from Haines and Klukwan testified about the impact the bill could have on the Chilkat Valley. Henry Leisha has more.
Senate Bill 51 would establish a process for designating certain bodies of water in Alaska as outstanding national resource waters, also known as Tier 3 waters. The federal designation prohibits any activities that degrade water quality unless the degradation is temporary and limited. SB 51 proposes to make Tier 3 designations subject to a recommendation from three state agencies and approval by the legislature. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan nominated the Chilkat River for Tier 3 protections. It has been waiting for the state to determine a process for reviewing that nomination. Tribal Council President Kimberly Strong told the Senate Resources Committee that SB 51 would make it almost impossible to achieve a Tier 3 designation.
We'll have to go through three different commissioners just to say they will all agree that the Chilkat River is important enough to the entire state to bring it to you folks in the legislative position you're in. And then we're going to take it to the governor and see if he wants to veto it because of the political wranglings that go on.
Representatives from Southeast Alaska Conservation Council also opposed the bill, stating that the state's permitting process already favors industry over environmental protection. Several industry groups, including Southeast Conference, the Sea Alaska Corporation, and the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, sent a letter to the Senate Resources Committee in support of SB 51. They wrote that Tier 3 water designations have become a potential tool for special interests to use against industry and resource development. Alaska Miners Association Executive Director Deantha Crockett supports SB 51. She said that Tier 3 designations should require legislative approval because they would have a profound impact on communities.
Tier 3 designation really results in significant restrictions and some prohibitions on land uses as well as water users, and it'll cause significant adverse social and economic impacts.
In a phone call to the committee, Haines Mayor Jan Hill stressed the importance of community engagement in the Tier 3 nomination process. She said the borough recommends including a review by the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
The reason that we're suggesting that is it includes the people of the community. The other agencies represent, you know, the fish and game and animals and the river, and we feel it's important to engage with the communities.
Hill also said the borough recommends including a site visit by legislators and state agencies involved in the designation process. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.